Question. What Irish capital city, of two syllables and six letters with a Celtic origin and a numinous end, can boast of having A, the most extensive public park in the world, B, the most expensive brewing industry in the world, C, the most expansive peeping thoroughfare in the world, D, the most philo-hippoc theobibis population in the world, and harmonise your ABCD responses? Answer. A. Delphas. And when you'll hear the gold hummers of my heart, my floxy lass, bing-banging again the ribs of your resistance, and the tender bolts of my rivets working to your distraction, you'll be shivering with all your dinful sobs when we'll go riding a cope of curly, you with your orange garland and me with me conic cordial, down the greaseways of rollicking into the waters of wetted life. B. Doc. And so where can you have such good old chimes anywhere and leave you as on the mesh? And how 'tis I would be engaging you with my pluffery soft accents and descanting up over the scene beyond me of your loose vines in their hair fall, with them two loving loofs braceleting the slims of your ankles and your mouth's flower rose and sinking over the soapstone of silvery speech?
C. Nublid. Isha, why wouldn't we be happy of owning on the mill's money he'll soon be leaving you, as soon as I've me own Brookline Georgian Mansions lawn to recruit upon by Dr. Cheek's special orders, and me copper's pan full of soya beans and Irish in me east hand and a James's gate in me west, after all the arrears and erebus of comparative and bottle history, and your good self churning over the new leaf butter, more power to you, the choicest and the cheapest from Atlanta to Oconee, while I'll be drowsing in the garden.
D. Dalway. I hooked my Thuragoyne trashy, the first down Spanish place. Mayo I make, Tuam I take, Sligo sleek but Galway's grace. Holy eel and sainted salmon, chucking chub and ducking dace, rod iron's not your equal, says she, lepping half the lane.